This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello,
Hump
Day.
Hey.
How you doing? How's everyone doing?
Great.
Good.
I think I'm okay.
And
I
mean, it's you didn't grow a boob or anything? Or?
So far, I haven't had that problem.
That's too bad.
I did check.
You've even asked for them to be on your thighs so you can play
with
them while you drive.
As much as I'm a boob guy, though, I really don't want one today. So,
yeah. Are you feeling particularly tired?
Yeah, I'm tired. For the record, if you're just listening, for the first time or whatever. I got the second Pfizer vaccine yesterday. Mm-hmm. I have to say, before I even comment on how I feel today, they've done a good job, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, CVS
Agreed.
Was smooth. There was no crowd. Everything was orderly. I got in and out of there, no problem. The app was seamless with the paperwork and everything that was needed in order to get me in it. It was really well done. I am, if you ask me how government does when they do things, I would say crappy at best.
Not well.
Yep.
So to me, that's, look, I know CVS was involved and there's tech involved and there's a lot more that maybe lifted our government up. But ultimately, it got done and I'm pretty surprised.
Yeah.
So anyway, with that said, I started working my arm the minute I got the shot.
Yeah.
I'm still sore, but not, I could go surfing.
It's
really
not
think
debilitating
I,
soreness.
It's
just
not
a sore
that bad. Yeah.
Spot.
It was worse the last time because I don't think I worked it soon enough or hard enough.
Right. Well, because the only time it would hurt to move it. So you avoided that.
Right. But I didn't windmill it like some of those videos that are out there. I'm not trying to.
You got to be gentle on your shoulders, Vin.
Mm-hmm. Take care of your shoulders, kids. Yeah. They can cause you trouble later.
Yep.
Anyway, I drank a bunch of water. I took my my vitamins, I should say. I haven't had any Tylenol or Advil or anything before or after.
Great.
So I've got Tylenol standing by if I get a cruncher, which I think is the one. If I was to tell you what I'm worried about for you, it's because you seem to be prone to headaches.
And I did get, if I got anything after the first shot, I had a pretty bad headache for about 2 days.
So Christina got a bad headache, and she's not particularly prone, but she gets, I don't get them at all usually.
Yeah.
That's not something that I
deal
with.
That's good, you're lucky. Yeah.
Well, and I know that. I actually know that because of working with you. I've seen you chomp Advil, and I just think, that sucks. Every freaking day, it seems like. But
yeah.
Anyway, she got a bad headache, and I could still get one. I think she said it was the day after, around lunchtime, she finally broke down and took Tylenol.
Ah.
So I'm going to just take it slow today. I don't have any big plans. I feel pretty lucky so far I didn't sleep great. I don't feel great, normal, 100%, but I don't feel bad.
Yeah. Johnny had just gotten his second shot when we saw him yesterday, and he was feeling okay, but man, he was dragging. Like, he was tired.
Yeah.
And he just didn't have a lot of, and that's unusual for him because he's so energetic and just usually shot out of a cannon.
Uh-huh.
We were all like, oh, boy.
Well, he has Olympic powers, for God's sakes.
Right. Yeah, so it took him down from, level 8 to level 4.
He's not immortal.
No, he's not, turns out.
Right.
But even with all his powers, it got him. It just made him tired. He wasn't sick.
No, that's what I mean.
Yes.
He's impressive dude. Yes. Anyway, I just I'm good. I mean, you know, we'll see how it goes, but I feel really happy to have finished it. I wish I didn't have to do it at all, but
right.
I did, and you know, there I am in the middle of my day going, oh, crying out loud, now I gotta go do this.
It's 1 o'clock.
But it went quick.
But it was quick, right.
It
went quick. That's the thing. They really are, first of all, I think people are just so happy to be the bringers of the good medicine. Like, there's a happiness factor. It makes you almost want to just go out and hang out at inoculation centers because you're just, everyone's just so pleased to see you and to move you right
I
through.
I felt this way from the very beginning. The people who are going to get us out of this are the heroes.
Yeah.
And that's the scientists and the doctors and the people who, there's the heroes. So, yeah, they should be happy. They're heroes. They're getting it done for us. They're getting, you know.
Well, and it's going more or less snag-free. I mean, the CVS actually sounds really sort of private and orderly, but these big vaccination centers, they are filing you through. Everything just goes, but like clockwork, and everyone is happy and has the time to chat you up a little bit, and there's a party outside with balloons as you leave. It's like, oh my God, can I stay for a while? This is so fun. I'm a little dragging today because normally I don't drink during the week.
And you and your cousin got ripped.
Well, I wouldn't say ripped, but
ripped. Let's call it ripped.
I was buzzed when I got into bed last night. There's no question.
All right.
And by last night, I mean 7:30. It was still light out. My cousin, who, by the way, is a 10th grade geometry teacher.
Okay.
Yes, that's what she teaches.
That's cool.
Yeah. So her girlfriend is a medical student who is at the, I think she's 8 years in. So now after she's passed some big test, she took a 2 week vacation because her entire career in college has been headed to this moment. She takes the test and she's like, I'm taking 2 weeks off. I'm going to see my family. And I guess the next step for her is she'll get situated in a hospital somewhere. You know, to
where
do
they
that.
Try to kill her with hours in order to make her, speaking of superhumans, in order to make her a superhuman.
Exactly. It's
which like doesn't seem
a
like
residency,
the way to do it.
A resident, is that what it's called?
Yeah, they do really.
So they work in a hospital. So that's her next thing, and she'll be dying from that. So these 2 weeks. So my cousin, who is my cousin Tucker's daughter, she's my first cousin once removed, she took the time off. She took a personal 2 week leave. So this wasn't spring break or anything. This was important, and she and her girlfriend came out. So we had so much. First of all, her girlfriend's name is Jen, and she's effing delightful. Like,
oh, good.
She's so funny and cute and warm and wonderful. And we had a great dinner. And of course, right when they got here, they did something called the Crosstown Walk. It goes from, is that what it was called? It goes from.
Is that like a dance?
No. It's from. It's a thing that you can do like as a tourist. I mean, you can do it. Anybody can do it. But it's a tourist thing. You start at Candlestick Park Point, I guess now. Mm. The remains of what was Candlestick Park. And you walk. She said it's about 30 or 40%. You're just walking down streets.
Is it the
Crosstown
Trail?
Crosstown Trail. It's the Crosstown Trail.
Mm. Interesting.
It's so, and I feel like after listening to her, I was like, oh my God, I want to do it. It goes, you know, up through like sort of links all these parks down through like the southern part of San Francisco and up, and you can go up to Twin Peaks and then you wind and down through Laguna Honda, and then you can wind up out at the beach up at Land's End. So it's sort of like a diagonal from the southeastern tip to the northwestern tip of the city. And it's all linked by parks. And you go through Golden Gate Park and all this stuff. So they wound up doing most of like 13 miles of it yesterday.
Wow.
So when they got to our house,
they were exhausted.
We're starving and a drink would be great.
Mm.
And so I was like, well, I can't let them drink alone. I mean,
you're the host.
Sure. So I have these little Mai Tai things. they're cans of Mai Tai, and they're if you drank the whole can.
Safeway?
Yeah. Safeway.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They're delicious.
They're so good.
Coconutty and pineapple.
You don't have to do anything. You just have to pop the can.
You know though, Nick, I do stuff to them because they're a little thick and syrupy for me. So I pour a little bit into a cup, then add some seltzer water and a big squeeze of lime and
shake it.
But no, I don't shake it. Oh, I just stir it a little. Should I shake it?
No,
delish.
I don't know about these cans, but I used to freaking love Mai Tais, and you can't beat a Mai Tai in Hawaii. But but whatever you're talking about, good for you guys.
It is not nearly as good as a real Mai Tai, but it is, as Nicole said, you can just pop the top and go. Yeah, and by the way,
I guess the job done.
Oh, it sure does. It's 12.5% alcohol in the 12-ounce can. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's you drink two of those, it's like drinking four beers, basically. That's a little dangerous, so I split them up and I add the seltzer water and make it all kosher. So we did that, and then we rode
another one of those dumb drinks, in my opinion, kind of, well, even worse than wine, where you kind of don't think of it as something you drink.
Know.
But I've definitely gone surfing with buddies when I was much younger, and you hit the Chart House?
Yeah.
That's a place it was right there on the beach where we worked and surfed, and so we would go in there, and you have two of those and be like walking out with this dumb smile on your face like, I'm high as a kite. What happened to me? They're strong.
Yeah. And often you don't notice what alcohol is doing to you until you stand up when you're, drinking a couple stiff ones and you don't, they just go down so easy.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
what I mean.
We have those, and then we got on the electric bikes and we rode around Mill Valley and went to this place we like, Watershed, Ding Ding Shame. They just have delicious burgers. I love their food. And so we had burgers and beers, and then we came back, and Katie, who's been practicing her guitar, she wanted to see, and they're all vaccinated and everything, so it's kind of like, oh my god, it's so exciting, we can hug and we don't have to wear masks. And so she comes in, and we set her up, and we turned on all the mics, and she was so psyched by the mics, like, and then because when she sits around her house playing guitar,
legit.
Yeah, it sounds, your guitar, right. You can hear your guitar real good.
You can plug it in.
It's all plugged in.
Oh,
and
nice.
So she was like, you know how people are, they get a mic in front of them and they're loud in the room and they get that like, oh, but she warmed right up to it. Not everyone does. They just, sometimes they back away from like, I can't have my voice be this loud in the room. She does not care. She just went for it. It was so fun. We were like doing Tom Petty songs. And
so she was singing and playing.
Singing and playing, yeah. And John and I were sharing a mic. And then even her girlfriend, Jen, was sitting here in my seat. She goes, what is this, your work from home thing? She's looking at it because there's like pillows and it's all cozy with my blankie. I'm like, yep, that's my seat. she's pulling up lyrics on my computer.
So she's in trouble. You're going to murder her. She's a dead man.
No.
She's probably got a harpoon in her now. She's waking up dead.
It.
Is that what you're telling me?
Please, I'm not. You could come here and sit here and play with it. As long as you don't screw anything up, it's fine. She seemed to know what she was doing.
Oh.
You know, she's got her own little Google browser going. But this mic, was coming through the PA too, so she was singing along, and it was just super, super fun. And then it's like 7:45, which is already 15 minutes past my bedtime. I know. And I'm like, you guys, I hate to say it. I just have to. I got to go. And by the way, you have to turn the PA off now. You can't keep having fun.
You got to go too is what you're really saying, right?
They went. I could hear them out on the back deck. They hung out for a little while. Hung out with John. John and Katie get along so well. And he was having fun with the two. It was great. We had a super day. And I'm really...
Did your kids come out and see them since?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good. And
they
Riley...
were like, I'm going to stay in my room. Thanks.
No. Well, they've got, Katie and Sean have like music. Yes, both are freaks for music. And Jen, the med student, and Riley were like off in a corner, talking about
science
or whatever. Like, they had a great convo. We did dump our kids, though. We were like, we only have four bikes. We're going to dinner. We'll bring you back burgers. Sorry, guys. I felt kind of bad, but Riley had to work anyway. And John was
you
like,
brought them
care.
Food back, though.
Yeah, we brought them back.
They're
burgers.
Stoked. They're like,
yeah, they were
delivery?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Perfect.
Take that.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was
that sounds
just a,
fun. So
it was a really fun day.
You got a little ripped. You had a little fun. Nothing wrong with that, especially since, you know, that's hard to come by right now.
Oh, you are not kidding. And honestly, just being out at a restaurant where, and everyone had their masks on, except when your food came, you'd take them off and everything. But you could have eaten inside. Like, we could have gone into the restaurant and sat down and eaten. Luckily, there were tables outside, so we didn't even have to make that call.
Okay. Outdoor seating.
Yeah, outdoor seating.
It was kind of windy over here yesterday towards the evening. It was super.
What? In Paradise? It was a little too windy.
It was crazy,
for you?
So it wasn't out there?
It got really cold where I live.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like, cold. Like, the clouds moved in, and it got downright chilly. So I was actually kind of giggling that, wow, maybe this storm's moving, because we have rain coming for the weekend, but it felt like, oh, the storm's here, what, 4 days early? What is this?
Yeah. That's what it felt like for me, too, It was cold and super windy.
I didn't even look at it yet today. I will before our first break, but I mean, this doesn't count, right?
This is not our first break. This is our, hey, you guys, wake up.
This is our throwaway part of the show, guys.
I don't like to think of any part as the throwaway part, but if there is one, it probably is this. Although people do like this. I think this is when we're at our most vulnerable and, you know, things come out. We just, you know, sit and chat. We catch up with each other. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Your friends catching
up. You know,
there's
going to be sunshine today, but it won't be warm. We're looking at...
I'm fine with that.
Oh,
I have a ton of work.
San Jose is looking at 70.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Sunny and 70, San Jose. Hello.
Yeah, enjoy these
days.
Yeah,
so the storm's still predicted for Saturday and Sunday, but yesterday just felt like it got there early. It was weird.
That's funny. It was like delightful here all day. I guess, you know, we won yesterday's lottery. It was not windy.
We are
100
miles apart.
It is true. We are. There's quite a distance between us. It might actually be close to 100. It might be like 92 or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, how many miles is it from your house to the station?
Wow.
What did I figure out? I think it was like 70 or something like that.
Oh, then we're 82 miles. I'm 12 miles.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So we're less than 100, but practically 100. We're close.
Anyway.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I don't know about everybody else. The shot's done. I feel relieved.
Yep.
I'd love to drop my taxes off at CVS, too, if that's okay.
Oh, wouldn't that be convenient? Sure.
God, there's just a weird bottleneck of things that have to get done over the next month or two. And unfortunately, I like cramming everything in, like cram it all in. And
get it all done. Yeah. Cram it in, get it all done.
Appointments, and they're spaced. Blew. And I look at my calendar and I just want to throw it away. You ever get that feeling?
Yes.
All the
time. Things hanging over my head.
Look at
that
calendar. Look at that. 2 weeks till I can get that darn thing done.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Relax. Be patient, Padawan. This too shall pass.
Deep breaths.
God, life. How dare it inconvenience me so?
Loosen up your shoulders.
Yeah. Shake out those shoulders. Let your neck be
I forget
loose.
That all the time.
Yeah.
So listen, we have Scott Budman on today.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lost complete interest in tech because very few things come out that are actually new and exciting. These minor incremental changes are certainly not worth upgrading a $1,000 iPad or a $1,000 phone.
Right.
And unless you tell me this thing's going to do something really fantastic, and especially when they're like, oh, the camera's better. This camera is amazing already.
I don't need a better camera.
What are you talking
about? I'm not a professional photographer, and the camera I've got now, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and the dumb smile my kid makes when you say, tell her to say cheese, it's so phony that you got to get her. Anyway, the point is, that is not a smile.
Mm.
Anyway, I don't normally need anything new, but they came out with something new that I need.
Oh, no.
And
what?
I was like, they came out with something kind of like the Tile. You know those uh-huh. tiles?
Yeah.
They got a new thing that's a keychain that you will work just like your Find My Phone or Find My iPad. Mm-hmm. Now you'll put your keys on it, and it'll find your keys, too.
Will it make them beep?
Yeah,
I don't know how it's going to work. In fact, Scott's going to tell us that.
Yeah, all Scott right. Budman's going to tell us about that.
Damn.
But I need that.
Well, that doesn't sound like that's $1,000. It's just a key finder. I mean,
I think it was, I forgot the price. But anyway.
But we'll get all the info from him, like you
said. I'm busy canceling my Tile accounts right now. Like, I don't, you're out of here.
Why get rid of them?
Because I only want one thing. Because I don't
want
to have.
Yeah, Vinny likes to have a streamlined situation.
I want all
situation.
Of these
I see.
Random floating accounts ended as soon as possible. Mm. So, and now I'm trying to figure out if I got premium or not. I'm like, did I pay for that? I know I would have been desperate when I lost my keys.
They'll replace your battery for you. It's part of the plan and some sort of warranty, I think. There's like extra little fits.
I didn't do that. I'm sure I didn't, right?
Nah, you probably did that.
Yeah, you probably did.
Well, I'm telling you that the time that I lost my keys, I don't even remember what happened, but I was desperate. I remember being like, oh my God, I got to get somewhere. I cannot have my keys just gone. What am I, 16 again?
Yeah.
Which is when I drank and had keys and would be like, I don't know where my keys are. I guess we're walking home, everybody.
Just leave the car here. We'll figure it out later.
We're probably leaving the car anyway.
And frankly, it's probably for the best.
Yes.
We should not be driving cars.
You're right.
If
Absolutely.
We've lost our keys, we deserve to not drive our cars.
Mm-hmm.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.